From WBUR in Boston, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is NPR's Only a Game. 7 NFL teams will vie tomorrow for a scant 3 remaining postseason spots. Which will it be? The certain answer. Well, maybe a probable answer. Okay, a possible answer is just ahead on Only a Game. Also, Rose Bowl Stadium gets a new arrangement and a conversation with author Randy Roberts about the life and times of fabled boxer Joe Louis. Also ahead, former NBA star Antoine Walker engineers his comeback by a bankruptcy court and the basketball court.
Walker has turned his life around trying to get back where he was before. Can't do nothing but respect that. He comes to practice every day. He works hard. He sat down and talked with a lot of us. He's a great teammate.
Stay tuned.
Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The long and wounding road leading to the NFL playoffs ends tomorrow, at which point Brett Favre can rethink his plan to retire, and the remaining slots in the postseason will be filled. Joining me now to discuss the teams likely to go deep into the playoffs, and at least one that should probably be ashamed to be included in them, is national columnist for CBSSports.com, Greg Doyle. Greg, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Good.
Maybe we can make this conversation short and sweet by ignoring 31 NFL teams and stating the obvious. The New England Patriots are going to easily win the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, absolutely. Just like a couple years ago, they were 16-0, and then they won two games in the playoffs, and they were 18-0. I remember how they won that Super Bowl by like, wait a minute. Who won the Super Bowl?
Oh, wait a minute. That trophy's missing from the case. Somebody must have taken it.
Here's what's going to happen. Whoever wins the NFC West, that team is going to the Super Bowl. It's almost a no-brainer. And they might even win the darn thing.
We're
going
to get to that.
Okay.
There are two AFC teams still alive that haven't yet made the postseason. Will Indianapolis or Jacksonville sneak in at the end of the regular season to nab that last spot?
Well, it's got to be the Colts. That said, it'll probably not be, but on paper, it's got to be. They're playing at home. Jacksonville's on the road. The Colts have Peyton Manning at quarterback. The Jaguars don't have their quarterback, David Girardi's hurt. Also, their best running back, Maurice Jones-Drew, is at best going to play injured, might not play at all. So, on paper, there's no possible way the Colts don't get into the playoffs. That said, the Jaguars are going to probably win this whole Super Bowl.
Nobody seems to talk much about the Kansas City Chiefs. Is that justifiable?
Well, with good reason. It's Kansas City. Matt Castle's their quarterback. And I realize he's had a very good year. If it weren't for Tom Brady, he might even be the MVP of the league this year. But at the end of the day, he's still Matt Castle, and that's still the Kansas City Chiefs. And until they actually do something important, like win a playoff game, I'm going to write them off.
Well, which other AFC teams should we be talking about as the playoffs approach?
I love whoever wins the AFC North, and even if one of them comes out of there as a wild card team, the Ravens and the Steelers. They've got what normally is what gets it done in the playoffs. They've got mean SOB defenses. They've got a very solid, if not brilliant, quarterback. They've got good running games. Those are two teams, either team. I mean, they're mirror images of each other. Whichever one of those teams has the best road in terms of playing at home and playing maybe a friendly first-round game, look for that team to go a long way.
There's some uncertainty in the NFC where there are five teams fighting on week 17 to claim two more playoff spots. Which will they be?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the New York Giants just because that will set New York City's media world aflame, because right now they've already decided that Tom Coughlin's going to be fired. And so if the Giants actually win week 17 and get to the playoffs and then even do some damage, then it'll cause those people to turn their heads upside down and go the other direction. And the reason I say that is that my version of Hades, and I've had this dream several times, is I wake up working in the New York City media market covering the New York Giants for one of those knucklehead newspapers. That is my idea of hell.
All right, now it is time to talk about the NFC West. Don't you love the fact that the winner of tomorrow's tilt between the 7-8 St. Louis Rams and the 6-9 Seattle Seahawks will take that division?
Yeah, what's a shame is that the Rams have one of the best rookie quarterbacks ever. Sam Bradford's numbers are right up there with anybody's. I mean, he's having a great year, and yet kind of like the Kansas City is still Kansas City. That's still the Rams. And the Rams did get blown out this year, 44-6. to Detroit. But I think there's a weird NFL tiebreaker here that you got to take into account. There's the Rams, there's the Seahawks, and there's also the 1962 Mets, and they're not sure which of those three teams will get into the playoffs now.
Greg, there's a sports cliche applicable in pretty much every sport, I think. Should the eventual NFC West champion enter the playoffs saying, with all sincerity, we're just happy to be here?
Actually, happy is the wrong word. Shocked. Use that same sentence and say, we're just shocked to be here. Yeah, we're shocked with you, Seahawks or Rams. We're shocked with you.
It would only be fair to mention that the NFC's other divisions are quite strong. Philly, Chicago, Atlanta, and New Orleans all look good at this point. Which ones do you see having strong postseasons?
I really like the Falcons. They've got this young quarterback, Matt Ryan, that just kind of knows how to win. And at that level, all those quarterbacks are really good. Michael Vick is no slouch either with Philadelphia. But Matt Ryan, his nickname is great. I love a good nickname. His nickname is Matty Ice. And here I am from Cincinnati, so Natty Ice. I know all about bad beer. He's a good quarterback. And they've got their coach, Michael Smith, has something going with him. He's got that kind of knucklehead edge to him. I like the Falcons.
We'd be remiss, albeit greatly relieved, not to talk about Brett Favre this week. So I have to ask, did he get off too easily with a $50,000 fine for, quote, refusing to cooperate with the league's investigation into charges that he had texted inappropriate pictures to a female reporter back when he was with the Jets?
I need the NFL to tell me how he refused. Because to me, that's an open-ended deal. And if he flat-out didn't give his phone over, that's a refusal. If he tells them, look, I'm sorry, that phone's gone, well, I guess technically he refused to help, but not really. So I need to know exactly how he refused. All I know is this, that you can't prove that he sent that picture, even if it came from his phone, even if it is his body part. You can't prove he did it. And I know this because I've got a ninth grader who's always text messaging with other people, and there's always an issue of, well, who sent that text message? You called me a name. I didn't do it. My brother got the phone in his hand. So there's always, you can never prove who sent it. So in some ways, he got off easy. I just need to know what that refusal to help was.
Favre could be playing in his last NFL game tomorrow. Should he leave the stadium with his head held high?
I just hope he leaves the stadium with his nether regions covered up and not photographed. But, yeah, no, actually, no. You know, here's a guy that could have left on top last year. No, they didn't win Super Bowl, but he had statistically an incredible season. Chose to come back and really just push the envelope, push the odds. The odds did not work in his favor, obviously. His body gave up this year. Off the field, he had all kinds of issues. He's in a long line of guys. Joe Namath is one of them. Long line of guys that didn't know when to retire. I'm not sure anybody has left too late in the game and really damaged himself in every possible way more than Brett Favre has.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBSSports.com, and he joins us here on Only a Game from time to time as well. Greg, thanks again.
Bill, thank you for having me.